I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative. Toronto Metropolitan University enters the second phase of renaming its sports teams and choosing a new mascot. A shortlist of names chosen by the community were announced this month. The names are The Bold, The Meteors, The Towers, and The Metropolitan Towers. The names for proposed mascot are The Bee, The Caribou, The Meteor, The Moose, The Squirrel, and The Tower. The new sports team name will replace the Ryerson Rams. This process follows a six-month process, and a survey in May offered to students, staff, and community members to submit their ideas for the new name and mascot. Phase 2, which runs until July 19th, is seeking further input on the shortlisted ideas. However, the school writes that it is not a vote on the options as of yet. A recent press release reads that the committee recognizes that other options have not been put forward or explored yet. Any new ideas will also be reviewed and considered in Phase 2 along with the previous shortlist. Along with the online survey, the school has also accepted email responses and Twitter submissions with the hashtag Toronto Met Mascot. Changing the previous sports team name of Ryerson Rams and the mascot Eggie the Ram is one of the 22 recommendations the university accepted from the Standing Strong Task Force. The task force was commissioned to address the colonial legacy of Egerton Ryerson, the school's former namesake. Eggie was named after Ryerson in the 1960s, when the school was called Ryerson Polytechnic Institute. Before the name change of the school to Toronto Metropolitan University this summer, co-chair of the task force and provost Professor Jennifer Simpson explained in an interview the expected changes to the athletic names.
So the question of the mascot's a really important question. We're not sure yet. That's going to be a separate process. We've got a set of recommendations that we mentioned earlier. One of those is about the mascot. The mascot may change. There needs to be further reflection, and that will come next. So folks can stay tuned on that next chapter website, and we'll include updates there about that process, what's happening there. So I have a different answer for the colors. The colors will stay the same. This is really what we're going through is a renaming exercise. And so the colors of blue and gold, which when I saw those colors too, I was so excited. Like, you know, when you move, I came from a different institution. I love the blue and gold. So that will stay. That was a decision from the beginning that this would be a renaming exercise. It was, in fact, as we know, a question asked by committee members. Will we be talking? No. And in fact, the blue and gold, which represent the water and sun, there's a connection there. There's a reason for those colors. They will remain the same. And so we can look forward to, again, some consultation on a new mascot, but the colors remaining the same. We're really just, our committee is really working at the name aspect of the university.
In the next phase, a revised shortlist after phase two will be sent to President and Vice Co-Chair Mohammed Lashmi, and a final decision will be announced prior to the start of the 2022-2023 academic year. The women's basketball team were the last team to don the original name. Under the leadership of head coach Carly Clark, the women's team went undefeated to win the U Sports Championship this past spring. CGRU reached out to Professor Simpson, the office of Mohammed Lashmi, and the Standing Strong Task Force to comment on the current phase and when a tentative date for the announcement is expected of the new name and mascot. CGRU is awaiting a response. More details to come. I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative.